My grandparents ran a grocery store in Ismaninger Straße. A lot of Jews lived in the villa quarter between Ismaninger Straße and Shakespeareplatz, called Possartplatz then, toward Prinzregentenplatz. And their maids would come to our store. My grandma liked them. They were all really good customers. Early each morning, my grandparents drove to the Viktualienmarkt, so there were always fresh vegetables and fruit in the store. Everyone came to us. Ours was the only store in the quarter, and business was excellent. At any rate, there were also occasional customers from the neighborhood who asked my grandma if she would buy their house. She often said she could have picked out any house she wanted. She said people kept coming into the store and asking if she would take their house. They had to leave. They wouldn't be able to stay. Most of them were tradespeople with businesses in the city center. They came to my grandma's store. They wanted to keep their property intact. They must have thought they would be coming back. My grandmother would have been the interim owner. She would gladly have done it, but my grandpa was against it. We usually caught the number 9 tram. My grandpa was a tram driver on that line, so we didn't need to pay. We would ask him if he was working that day, and if he was, we waited till he came by. We got on at the front and stood near where he was driving. People wearing the yellow star hurried through the streets alone. They could no longer use the trams. My grandparents will have known some of these people. I never saw these signs saying, "Don't buy in Jewish stores," though I know they existed. I never saw anything to do with deportations. There were no Jews living in our house. After the war, a Jew opened a kiosk selling drinks opposite our grocery store in Ismaninger Straße. The entire Möhlstraße was where the Jews lived after 1945. A large number of houses were made available to the Jews and Jewish organizations. There was black marketeering going on. Unbelievable. We had Jewish roomers as well. We took them in. People who had no home, nothing. They were known as displaced persons. And my grandma rented out to Jewish people. They lived with us for a few years after the war. They were a great help for the business too, because they brought us coffee and other black market goods. Then they all moved away, either to America or Palestine.